Combine. It's your Bees and Blue review update for Monday, March the 4th. And it was the Combine with a record 18 Wolverines invited to Indy this year. Plenty of those Wolverine invitees stood out over the weekend in Indy. What else stood out? Michigan head coach Sharon Moore was there. And the NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah said he's heard good things about U of M's offensive linemen.
Coach, I was talking to an offensive line coach this morning who's met with just about everybody that's come through here this year. And he said the Michigan guys are like 2 years ahead of everybody in terms of their knowledge, their understanding, their maturity. What is it? What's been special about that place? What have you guys been able to put into these guys to get them so prepared?
That's Daniel Jeremiah. Good lead in, and here is Sharon Moore's answer.
I think first it starts with, you know, how Coach started the program and how he's built it. And, you know, I'm just want to continue to keep that consistency and keep that drive. But the toughness, the what they do every single day on and off the field, how they drive, and they love football. All those guys love football. They're constantly studying football. They're constantly wanting to play football and get better at it. And I think that's really the point, you know, the piece that has really helped us get ahead.
There's Sharon Moore. J.J. McCarthy, former Michigan quarterback, he threw on Saturday at Lucas Oil Field. Prior to his workout, NFL.com's Ian Rappaport with his assessment of McCarthy at the Combine.
J.J. McCarthy, the national championship-winning quarterback at the University of Michigan. You guys have been talking about it. He did not do either of the jumps, broad or vertical, due to hamstring tightness, but is letting it fly today. And I think it's fair to say he is one of the more intriguing quarterbacks in this draft. He is talented. He is a good athlete. We just didn't see all of it in college, and GMs are really intrigued about how much he can actually do. You know, guys, Schrager mentioned it. It seems clear now we have a top three of quarterbacks. There is a real chance that some teams consider him to be the third and consider him to be closer to the top three than maybe we realized. A good performance here behind me today potentially solidifies that.
There's Ian Rappaport on the intrigue of McCarthy. On McCarthy's throwing session, NFL analyst Jacob Infante said J.J. McCarthy put together a solid day in drills. Was it perfect? No, but you saw the arm strength. Meanwhile, Chris Sims from NBC Sports added that he was not going to harp on J.J. McCarthy missing a couple throws during the workout. He let it rip and showed people his arm strength. That was good to see. Elsewhere, Michigan players working out. Mike Sanristo ran a 4.47. 40. U of M wideout Cornelius Johnson, relative athletic score, his RAS ranked 32nd all time of nearly 40 years of wide receiver testing at the combine. Blake Corum ran a 4.54 40 and was a 4.53 40 and was impressive in agility cutting drills. Meanwhile, Corum's 27 bench press reps was the best out of all running backs at the combine this year. Michigan's 30-day transfer window after Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers closed on Friday, February the 23rd. The transfer portal will be back next month. The spring portal opens from April 15th to the 30th. Michigan had 9 players enter the portal, most notably safety Keon Sabb, who has since committed to Alabama. National Signing Day was back on the first day of February, the first Wednesday of February. Wolverines signed 27 players in the early 2024 signing period, and they stayed at 27 until the Harbaugh transfer portal window opened, and they lost one player. That player, 24 three-star signee Jaden Smith, who then committed to play at Kentucky. U of M's 24 class is at 26 players and ranks number 13 overall on Rival.com's team rankings. Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class. 4-star tight end Eli Owens, 4-star QB Carter Smith from Florida, and the local product, 4-star D end Bobby Kanka. He is from Howell, Michigan. All 3 commits land on the new Rivals 250 prospect list. Smith ranked number 60 overall. Owens, number 211. And Kanka is at 247 in the top 250. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far out of the transfer portal. Linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland, and the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. The Michigan football spring game date is set for April the 20th, 4:20 noon for the kickoff to see team number 145. The Michigan basketball team lost at Ohio State yesterday afternoon by 23 points. Wolverines dropped to 8-22 on the year. One more game to go. The season finale is Sunday at home against Nebraska. The Michigan women's basketball team beat Purdue 64-60 yesterday in their season finale. U of M now heads to Minneapolis. That's the Big Ten women's basketball tournament. That's where it'll take place. Michigan will play the winner of Rutgers and Minnesota on Wednesday, and then the Wolverines will get the late game against the winner there late on Thursday. To the ice, the Michigan hockey team split their last regular season series at Minnesota. U of M lost 6-2 on Friday, but then Saturday night, U of M wins a 6-5 overtime thriller. Michigan now plays Notre Dame again this weekend in the Big Ten tourney. Wolverines swept the Irish a week ago in Ann Arbor. This weekend, it's the best 2 out of 3 with a winner advancing to the semis against Michigan State in East Lansing on March the 16th. And that's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to the maizeandbluereview.com or sign up at michigan.rivals.com. And we will see you.